Mrs. X in Alone. But before that, on BBC Radio 4, Mark Steele's back in town.
It's a delicate cocktail of multi-storey car parks and rubble.
Comedy for the locals with something for everyone.
There's only 2,000 of you all together, but you still manage to go, you know what they're like over there.
Including the Isles of Scilly, Paris and Tring.
A vision of the future, as long as you're viewing it from 1750.
The new series of Mark Steele's in Town continues on Monday nights at 6:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. And comedy now, as Angus Deaton stars in Alone, the sitcom about the ups and downs of five middle-aged neighbours living in flats in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. Episode 2, The Longest Brief Thing.
Louisa, come in. Bang on time, early even.
I'm extremely ready for a drink.
Mitch and Ellie have just arrived too.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel like I haven't seen anyone for ages.
It's certainly been a while since I've seen you, Ellie.
She's too busy squirreled away in her flat with Mitch.
Guilty as charged.
Well, we're not squirreled away. We're just inside the flat, like everyone else is inside their flat. Not that unusual.
Last of the true romantics you are, Mitch.
Here you've been hanging about with Morris quite a lot, Will.
Exactly. So I need a change, or some help at least.
Has he got the Nina blues again?
Could be. He was pretty cut up about it at the time.
It was quite traumatic for him.
Especially losing his pet hamster at the same time.
Double whammy.
Or should that be double hammy?
It's not a laughing matter, Mitch.
Oh, I see. So inventing a pet hamster to help entice a woman back to your flat, then instigating a search for said non-existent hamster before admitting it doesn't exist, is not a laughing matter. I stand corrected.
Oddly enough, I've met her a couple of times.
Who?
Nina, his ex.
Yeah, but he's hardly an ex after one night.
More like a why, I'd have said.
What's she like?
Relieved, I expect.
She's good fun. Not as I'd imagined at all. Sorry, that sounds mean.
You don't normally mind sounding mean.
It was quite funny, actually. I was in that new cafe near the pet shop where she works. They got our coffees mixed up. They were shouting my name, but no way had I ordered a flat white. Anyway, it was all sorted out.
Was ACAS involved, or the UN, perhaps?
And we got chatting.
And when exactly was the quite funny bit of this?
I like Nina. I could see us being good friends, but I suppose it might be a bit awkward for Morris.
You wouldn't be going out with her, though. It's different.
He might just be a bit put out if Nina's always hanging out with me.
True enough. I think we all need to just keep an extra eye out for Morris. He's on his own and alone up there in his flat and... Well, let's face it. He's Morris.
Exactly.
Actually, Louisa, if you see Nina again, maybe you could ask her to give Morris another chance.
Morris has already tried that and she wasn't having it.
Time has passed, though. She might feel differently now.
Yes, she could have lost all of her faculties, I suppose.
So we're agreed. We need to keep an eye on Morris, make sure he's okay, and see if we can't find someone for him.
Someone not called Will would be good. Morris, hi. Didn't see you there.
Evening.
How long have you been standing in the doorway?
The whole time.
Really, spotted you there, surely.
I was here. I heard every word.
Right. I see. The thing is, Morris...
No, I'm kidding. I only just got here. Actually, come to think of it, you all look rather guilty.
Well, that's because...
We're kidding too.
Yes! Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, we're kidding you back. Yeah. Pretending to be guilty.
Oh, God, you guys, I don't know. What a tonic you all are. Ooh, talking of tonic, I need a drink.
Good one, Morris.
Everyone a runner-up.
Hi, Will. You all right?
Very well. Just finishing the all-day breakfast.
At 4:30 in the afternoon?
I had to let my lunch go down first. Do you want to join me?
I'm meeting Nina, actually.
Oh, the new bestie.
Shut up, you. Oh, here she is. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Louise.
Ah.
Ah?
Louisa.
Sorry, Louisa. Got it.
No problem. Doesn't matter. This is Will.
You all right?
Oh, hi, Will.
He lives in my building. Not my building, you know. The one I live in. We live in. Me, Will, and Morris. Morris, who lives upstairs.
I remember Morris.
That's nice that you remember him.
She's hardly not going to remember him, is she? Not after... Sorry, Nina. I know about you and Morris.
Oh, right. Word got out, did it?
Yeah. Unlike the hamster.
That poor non-existent hamster. I still sometimes wonder where it isn't.
Morris is much better now. He doesn't pretend he has a hamster anymore.
Big leap forward. Bit strange, though.
Nothing that couldn't be ironed out by the right person.
Sigmund Freud, for instance.
Well, he's still single, and I'm fairly sure he'd like to see you again.
Yeah. Got the message, Louisa.
I think Nina is perfectly capable of doing something about Morris if she wants to.
We're women, Will. Just leave this to us. People do change their minds.
Not sure Nina does.
Thanks, Louisa, but Will's right.
See? It does happen. Okay, I'll leave you two to it. I don't want to be a gooseberry.
Oh, don't go on my account, Will. Louisa doesn't mind, I'm sure.
Oh, of course not. More the merrier.
So what's the plan for this evening, exactly?
I don't know. You're the therapist.
But this was your idea.
We're just keeping an eye out for Morris, that's all. Making sure he's all right. And if the subject of Nina happens to come up, we can see how he reacts, and maybe you can give him a bit of free therapy.
If it happens to come up.
Oh, drop her name in subtly, somehow.
I look forward to that.
Oh, hello, team.
Morris.
Hi. Have a seat. We got you a drink.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. So how are you, Morris?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. But how about you? Really, deep down?
I don't tend to delve deep down, to be honest. I like to keep it all superficial.
But if you did delve down?
I'm still fine, I suppose.
You see, he supposes he's fine. What's wrong, Morris?
Nothing. Nothing specific, anyway.
Love life, all right?
Quiet, I would say. Dormant, in fact.
Nobody in the past you're thinking about?
Just spit it out. What Ellie is trying to establish in her painstaking way is whether you're pining for Nina.
Who?
We have our answer.
No, I'm kidding. I remember Nina. Of course I do.
But you're not pining for her?
No, not really. Not more than anyone else. It was a shame and all that, but that's how it goes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just need to go to the loo. Back in a sec.
See?
See what?
He had to rush off as soon as you mentioned Nina's name.
He went to the loo.
I don't know how you make a living, Mitch. Your antennae are non-existent. Can't you see the effect she still has on him?
If anything, the thought of her makes him want to pee. It's unusual and inconvenient, but not grounds for therapy.
Nina, hi. What are you doing here?
Hi, Louisa.
Have you changed your mind?
Sorry?
About Morris. You here to see him? He's the top buzzer.
No, I'm not here to see Morris.
So you here to see me, perhaps?
Well, sort of here to see you, yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm also looking for Will.
Will? Right.
He left his hat in the cafe.
Don't think he had a hat on that day.
No, this was yesterday.
You saw him again?
Bumped into him, as you do, in a cafe.
Well, yes, I suppose you do. I can give him the hat if you like.
So can I.
Hi, Nina. Come in. This is a surprise.
You left your hat the other day when we met in the cafe.
I was wondering where it was. Thanks for bringing it round.
My pleasure.
So are you going upstairs to see Morris?
No, I'm not interested, remember?
Of course. We established that. You're probably on your way to see Louisa.
Not really. I'm here to see you.
Of course, to return the hat.
The hat was the excuse, yes. But mainly, I just wanted to say hi again.
Oh, I see. Do I see?
Yes, I think you do see.
Right. Wow. Double surprise. You've caught me unawares.
Is that a problem?
You see, the thing is, Nina, I am good friends with Morris. Well, I'm a good neighbour. Maybe not that good. I'm his neighbour and a bit more... It's a difficult one to pin down.
OK, I understand. I just feel a kind of connection between us and stupidly thought you leaving the hat behind the other day was a sign, maybe?
A sign that I'm forgetful, probably.
I thought we hit it off. You were bang on when Louisa was trying to convince me to reconsider the Morris thing. You got it.
I do have eyes, yes, and a brain.
Well, I appreciated the empathy. It was endearing, as I suppose is your reluctance to upset Morris. So that's double endearing points. You're nearly getting a badge.
And I like a badge, normally, but the thing is... the thing is, Nina, the reluctance is also sort of genuine.
Sort of? Interesting. There's no need to be reluctant, you know. Me and Morris, we were just ships in the night.
But Morris is, you know, he's sensitive.
As are you. Do you see how this works?
Could you just make it crystal clear?
The more you push back and the more you try to not upset Morris, the more endearing you become and the more I want you to take the chance of upsetting Morris.
Ironic, isn't it? OK, well, this is all rather sudden. Can I just get a drink?
Oh, yeah. Can I?
Of course.
Ah! Mitch, you're here, waiting for me. How nice.
Yes, your biscuit selection is better than ours.
Oh, cupboard love, eh? Listen, I just saw a woman going into Will's flat.
Yeah, it'll be Nina. Morris is not really ex.
Well, what about Morris?
I don't know.
So, are Will and this Nina an item now?
But he just said they got on, that was all, but you never know.
This is the last thing Morris needs.
Oh, come on, it's probably nothing. And if it is something, well, Morris is a grown-up. Sort of.
That'll be Morris.
We're about to go out to have dinner.
He's coming with us.
Yep. Yeah, what?
Well, I asked him, you know. He's a bit vulnerable at the moment. Come on, be neighbourly.
I am neighbourly. I say hello in the hallway, usually, if I don't get away in time.
Morris.
All right.
Great to see you. Come in. Mitch, Morris is here.
Yes, he is. That's definitely Morris.
hope you don't mind me tagging along.
Puh, the very idea.
More the merrier, I say.
That's what I was thinking. In fact, I was going to suggest we ask Louisa.
Why not?
And Will.
No.
So Louisa, yes, but Will, no. I don't understand.
I think four's enough. Five's an awkward number for a table.
Is it?
And we've already changed the booking from 2 to 3. If we go to 4, then 5...
The restaurateur will probably explode.
Oh, it'll be fine. Tell you what, you ask Louisa, I'll pop down and ask Will.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't mind, I'm near the door.
Mitch, you do it.
We'll both go.
Just stay there, Morris!
What's going on? Why do you want me to see Will? He's my friend.
Is he? Is he, though?
Well, of course. We're kindred spirits. Single men struggling on alone.
Thing is, Morris, he's not alone.
And not very kindred, either.
What do you mean?
He's downstairs chatting to Nina.
My Nina? I mean, that Nina. Who was my Nina? Her?
Yes, that Nina.
Oh. Well, who knows? Maybe he's talking me up.
I think he's talking himself up.
Well, if he is, he's entitled.
And you're entitled to be angry, Morris.
I know.
Well?
Well, what? Well, I don't feel angry. Sorry if that disappoints you. Right, I'm going back to my flat. I'll see you later.
What about the meal?
I'm not hungry either.
He's in such denial.
Maybe.
Oh, hi, Louisa. It's very late.
Just a quick word, Will.
Yes.
You all right?
I'm fine. Is that all?
Just wondering what happened with Nina.
Not much.
Can you open the door a wee bit more, Will? I can hardly see you.
There's a bit of a draft, that's all.
Oh, there we go. I'm in. You're still here.
Yeah, just chatting with Will.
I thought you might come up to see me at some point.
Yeah, it got too late.
Not too late to be here, though.
No, but too late to visit.
OK. I thought you were just returning Will's hat, that was all.
I'm still returning it, yeah. We're mid-return. It may take some time.
So basically I'm sidelined, is that it?
Not sidelined.
Parked?
Parked is good. You're parked while Will and I...
burn some rubber?
Perhaps not that analogy.
Yes, that's a poor choice. Hit the road, maybe, while you're parked.
Fine. Well, I'll go back upstairs and see you if I see you.
That went well.
Will, was there ever anything between you and Louisa?
No, not really. A brief thing.
How brief?
Just a night.
Ooh, a whole night.
Yes, it was a longer brief thing than your brief thing with Morris. But just by a few hours.
Mm, that explains it. She's jealous, isn't she?
Maybe, but not because she wants me.
You sure?
Girl crush. She wants to be your pal.
Oh, right. Tricky.
A bit, yeah. Now, where were we?
Oh, you were still fretting about upsetting Morris.
Oh, good. Let's forget about upsetting Louisa and get back to fretting about upsetting Morris.
So, you're too close with Morris, is that right?
It's not that Morris is a great mate or anything.
So what's the problem?
There's something vulnerable about him.
That's his problem, surely.
No. Yes, maybe. I just think I need time.
Why?
I don't know. Just because.
How about we test drive it? See how we get on first secretly before we make any announcement.
See if we click?
Exactly. And then that way, if Morris is going to be upset about us, at least we know it will be worth it.
That's a plan.
And if it works out, you just have to tell him.
I have to tell him?
I'm kidding. I will have no problem telling him.
And I will be right behind you when you do that.
I'm sure. Just a question of how far behind. So, we're there?
It seems we are. And it's now quite late.
Mm. Maybe we should turn in.
Yes, maybe we should. Oh, no! Disaster!
Are your pyjamas in the wash?
No. But talking of burning rubber, as we were, I realise I don't have any to burn.
Me neither. I only bought the hat with me.
I don't think we could use that. I'm just kidding. There's an all-night garage.
How far?
20-minute walk. I can't drive now.
Damn.
Unless... Well, when Louisa and I had our brief thing, I did leave a small package in the bedside cabinet and it might still be there.
We couldn't retrieve it from there. Could we?
We could dress it up a bit, say you want to apologise to Louisa for parking her. I'll do the rest.
Oh, great. Now I've got to apologise to Louisa, have I?
Just clear the air, really, and give me time to work my magic.
And what magic will that be?
I have no idea. Which is why it will be magic.
Oh, it's you two. Thought it was too late for a visit.
This is just a drop-in. I didn't like leaving it like we did.
Nina felt terrible.
I've got this, Will, thank you. So I just wanted to come up and clear the air about the whole you being parked thing.
Really?
Really. You know, just because Will and I have taken a shine to each other, it obviously doesn't mean that you and me can't also be friends. As you rightly said, that's just stupid.
I might not want to be friends, of course.
And that is your right, and I totally understand if you don't.
Where are you going, Will?
Nowhere.
You are? You're sidling off somewhere.
No, I'm just a bit restless tonight, that's all. Don't mind me.
I do mind you.
Look, Louisa, ignore him. How about we meet up sometime next week?
Well, where do you think you're going?
Just taking the air.
Taking the air in the corridor of my flat?
It's a very airy corridor. Unusual for a corridor, don't you think?
What are you on about?
OK, I need the loo if you must know.
That's my bedroom in there.
Of course it is. You see, the thing is, I'm feeling a bit... You know what? I think I might just have a lie down.
Your bed's just downstairs.
I might need to have a quick lie down here in your room in order to be able to get downstairs for my main lie down.
No, I'm going to bed soon. Go downstairs if you want to lie down. And Nina, we can talk about lunch some other time, OK?
Good night, then.
Night, Louisa.
By the way, Will, the thing you're looking for is in the drawer there.
What thing?
Just take it.
Might as well, seeing as I'm here. Coffee will be ready in about 5.
Oh, lovely. Might have a quick shower.
Towel's in there.
Oh, classy joint.
I've used it, but it's not too wet, I don't think. Who is it?
It's Morris.
Oh, damn it. It's not a good time, mate.
Won't take long.
Hang on.
Can I come in?
You are in.
Oh, yeah. How did it go last night with Nina?
You heard she was here?
Mitch told me. I don't mind, honestly.
That's good of you to say, Morris. It's complicated.
Did she stay long?
Quite long, yeah.
How long?
Can't remember exactly.
Oh, someone in the shower?
Must be Mitch.
Oh, right, yeah, fair enough. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Ah, oh, morning, Will, and indeed Morris.
You'd better take your clothes off, Mitch.
Beg your pardon?
Well, according to Will, you're currently taking a shower.
I just assumed it was him. Force of habit.
He really misses you, Mitch. He's even hearing you in the shower.
Just grabbing my coat, although I'm intrigued to know who the phantom shower person is.
Me too.
If you must know, it's Nina.
No way. I would never have guessed. So she did stay a long time?
You could say that, yes.
Yes, well, this is probably a good moment for me to not stay a long time. Have a lovely day.
So, long discussion about me, was it?
Some of it was about you.
And then you slept with her, didn't you?
And she slept with me, to be fair.
Why didn't you just say?
You know why? It feels a bit awkward.
Will, this towel is soaking.
Sorry, Nina.
Oh, hi, Morris.
Hi, Nina. So, is this what I think it is?
It is, yeah.
We were going to tell you, once we tested the water.
Not the shower water.
I gathered that.
And if it's any consolation, Morris, we both felt very guilty about it.
Will especially.
Yeah, I bet.
It's true. If you want to hate anyone, hate me.
Look, I don't hate anyone. And in fact, I don't.
Are you sure?
Positive. I'll see you guys around.
Definitely.
Let's do that.
Maybe tonight even, in the pub. No reason we can't all hang out together after all.
Of course. Why wouldn't we?
Perfect. Tonight it is.
We're off the hook.
I suppose.
Ugh, what's wrong now?
I don't know. He's being so nice, I feel even more guilty.
I must admit, this is not what I had in mind for our first official date. A threesome with Morris.
Oh, no. But we owe it to him.
Hello, chums.
Hi, chum.
So, how are you both?
Fine, thanks.
Looking good, Nina? Not that it's anything to do with me anymore, but I'm just saying.
Do you want a drink?
I'll get it, it's fine. You stay here with your man. Your fella. Your beau, if you like.
I like my name, actually.
No, I'll get them in. I insist.
All right, pint of the gold, please.
Coming up.
Oh, you're a lucky lad, Will, let me tell you.
It's good to know.
She's a good woman, and lots of fun. Oh, she gave me a lot of good times.
Morris. Just remember, you only went out with Nina for about 6 hours.
No, it was longer than that. We met at 8, if not before. And she didn't walk out on me until gone 3 a.m. So, you know, that's 7 hours and counting,
really. Okay, fine. You knew her for over 7 hours. I've already spent twice as much time with Nina.
It's quality, not quantity.
I know, and I've had both. She hasn't left me, has she?
Right. Okay, no need to bang on about it. And just to let you know, if you want any advice on how to cope with Nina, just ask.
Morris, she chucked you. What could you know that would help me?
I could tell you what not to do.
I know that already. Don't invent a pet hamster and don't be tight with money.
It's not just about hamsters and penny pinching.
You're right. Don't be you. Basically, after a good start, Nina didn't really like you.
Yeah, exactly. So get her to like you. That's my tip.
That's gold dust advice, Morris. What?
You only needed to ask.
Here we go.
Lovely tar. Now, we just wanted to say a couple of things to you.
Yeah. This was not planned.
We're sorry that it worked out this way.
And I'm fine about it.
So you keep saying.
But are you, really?
Please believe me, I'm OK with it. I am not bothered at all. I don't care.
Not even a little.
Couldn't care less.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, here they are. Can we join?
Why not? More the more.
I think you mean more the merrier, don't you?
No.
Oh.
So, you're here too, Morris?
Yeah, it seems so.
Good. Well done, you.
Well done for what? Come into the pub?
For facing up to Will and Nina.
What is it with you people?
Sorry?
Always facing up to things. Being supportive.
That's just Ellie, to be fair. The rest of us are pretty normal.
Hi, everyone. Hi, hi, hi. Oh, and hi, Nina. Oh,
you're speaking to me?
Of course. I bear no grudges. Anyway, it's good to see Will looking so happy. He's a lucky guy.
He certainly is.
I'll drink to that.
I hate to be a spoilsport, so I won't. Here's to both of you.
To the happy couple.
Oh, for God's sake.
We wish you all the luck in the world.
Yeah. Cheers.
All the best.
Oh, I don't think I can do this.
What's wrong?
You're all so weird. Too nice.
OK, I accept we may be weird, but we are not nice. Trust me.
You all forgive and forget. Are you part of a religious sect or something?
Oh, I don't think so. We're just neighbourly.
Yes, just try to be supportive.
But you're all so sensitive and caring. Ugh, it's too much. It feels so claustrophobic. It feels like I'm not just with Will, I'm with all of you.
We get it, we do.
Like that, we get it, we do. Ugh, you're at it too, Will. Please stop being so reasonable.
I don't think I can, or want to, even.
It's just how we are. You'll get used to it, honestly.
I don't think I want to get used to it. I'm sorry, Will.
Hang on, Nina.
Oh, dear.
She'll come round.
You think?
It's classic, Nina. Honest, I knew this would happen.
You had no idea this would happen, Morris.
No, probably not.
I thought we had something special. Looks like it's just another brief thing.
Longer than a brief thing with me.
And longer than our brief thing as well.
So of the three brief things, it was the longest, if that's any consolation.
The longest brief thing. I am so consoled.
Well, if it doesn't work out, I'll be glad, I must say.
You said before that you weren't bothered, Morris.
Of course I was bothered. I didn't want to show it, did I?
And she shouldn't have dumped me as a friend so quickly either. She's so transparent.
And kind of flighty, let's be honest.
I call it butterfly syndrome. She flits about person to person, won't commit.
So why didn't any of you say this to her face?
Well, we didn't want to be rude.
But she might not have gone off if you'd been honest with her.
Well, run after her. Tell her the good news.
Come back, Nina. It's OK. They don't like you, really.
Well, you'd have to work on the wording a bit, I suppose.
Oh, forget it. Thanks for everything, guys.
No problem, Will. You know you've always got us, lot.
Yes, so it would seem.
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It stars Angus Deaton, Abigail Cruttendon, Pierce Quigley, Kate Isaac and Bennett Aaron. And special guest, Jocelyn G. Essie. It's produced by Gordon Kennedy and is an Absolutely production for the BBC.
Tomorrow at the same time, the nation's weird and wonderful obsessions are explored by Joe Lycett with comedian Janice Collins.